Well, considerable damage in Donegal Town and Castle Street, New Row, Clarendon Drive, Brookfield. All of those areas have been badly affected, both businesses and homes, the third time in 3 years. And I do believe that in the intervening period that some preventative measures should have been carried out. This is a wake-up call now for the OPW, and I've spoken with the Minister, Minister Boxer Moran, yesterday morning, who assures me that he will visit the area in the near future. All of the mapping has been done, so what is now required for Donegal Town is for the department and the government to sanction a full technical assessment of the town in order that a comprehensive strategy can be put in place. Now, this will take some time, but I'm told that some bridges can be repaired under the minor relief scheme, and I'm hoping that the Minister, when he visits, will see that. Of course, visiting yesterday and when we saw firsthand the damage caused is somewhat different when there's a mop-up done afterwards, but the Minister has told us that he has plenty of money, and now we must put him to the test. I would have liked to pay tribute to all of the volunteers, and particularly the young people who came out to help, and of course the fire brigades from the surrounding areas of Donegal, the road staff of Donegal County Council, and the community generally were exceptional. We woke up yesterday morning, of course, and we breathed a sigh of relief when we weren't affected by the Lorenz. However, it did hit Donegal indirectly with the torrential rain that fell about 5 o'clock in the morning.